about that other duet. Till the time of Paul's death, he says, bring Mark with me. About 40 years later, he is profitable now for the ministry. How long is it going to take us to straighten up and be faithful, dependable in our word, and stay in the calling God has called us in? Now, I'm not challenging you as an individual. I'm just preaching generally. This tape, I hope, will be heard by thousands of people. But God wants us to settle down and be dependable. Who wants to wait 40 more years? This world ain't going to be here 40 years from now like it is now. Kingdom of God's going to be here. We're going to have to do what we're going to do now. There's no time for this pussyfooting around with the Lord and being faint-hearted. Faint-hearted members of the body can be in the church, but you can't serve in the kingdom of God being faint-hearted. We've got to get rid of that. Let me give you a scripture of what the Lord said do to people that's faint-hearted. In Deuteronomy 20, to begin with, Deuteronomy 20, verse 1, Moses spoke to the children of Israel. God gave him this commandment. When thou goest out to battle against thine enemies, and seest horses and chariots and a people more than thou, and don't worry, folks, Israel always saw the other armies bigger than they were. They had never faced no equal army. They never faced an army they were bigger. There was always the multitude was on the other side. Israel was always outnumbered. And he says, don't you be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God is with thee, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be when you're come nigh unto the battle, the priest shall approach and speak to the people. First he says, hey, well, I want to go through this very briefly. He said, first, don't let your heart faint. Your God's going to fight for you. And then he begins in verse 5. He said, if any man's built a new house and not dedicate it, let him go back and dedicate it, lest he die in battle. Verse 6, he said, if any man's planted a vineyard and hasn't eaten of his vineyard, let him go back, lest he die and another man eat it. Verse 7, if there are a man that's betrothed a wife and hath not taken her, go back to her, lest he die in battle and another man take her. Then listen to verse 8. And the officer shall speak further unto the people, and they shall say, what man is there that is fearful and faint-hearted? Woo! Everybody that's afraid, go back home. God can't use you. Let him go and return into his house, lest his brethren's heart faint as well as his heart. You can get two or three old scaredy cats in the middle of a ministry like this, and they just affect everybody around with their faint-heartedness and their puniness. I'll tell you, we can't be faint-hearted being this. We're in a battle. And we can't look on the number of our enemies. They outnumber us, and it'll always be that way. We have got to put our trust in God, and you can't have fearful and faint-hearted people. God says they'll make the hearts of your brethren to faint. You don't overcome their fear. They overcome the courage in the hearts of the other people of God. All right, let's look at something else in Judges, the 8th chapter, or the 7th chapter, begin with, about Gideon. Now the Bible says in Judges 7:1, then Jerubbaal, who is Gideon, and all the people that were with him rose up early. Now here God had met with him with an angel and told him, I'll save Israel as by one man at your hand. Whew, that turns people off when God raises up somebody to use. Well, who do you think you are? That's what they told Noah. Who do you think you are? All them preachers around was preaching up a storm and had the biggest crowds and had the best meetings and the biggest choir and the biggest buildings and everything else. Who do you think you are trying to tell us anything? But it was a different story when that 8 people got on that big old monstrosity 8 people had built. What are you going to fill it up with, Noah? You haven't got that many people. Who's going to your church? He didn't have a church. He had a ministry. The ministry was to get a message out, a warning, and the way to get ready for this great wrath that was about to be poured out from God. Who's going to fill that big old thing 450 feet long? My Lord, bigger than any building out there. 3 stories high. Where are you going to get Sunday? You ain't got enough of teachers, much less Sunday school students. Who's going to sit in all them chairs and fill all them booths and all? Huh, God had animals with more sense than people had. Boy, when God's Spirit began to move, people rebelled. Who believed it? 8 people in Noah's family? And the giraffes, and the lions, and the tigers, and even the skunks believed what Noah was preaching. They did. The week before it rained, the Holy Ghost was moving on people to get in there, and they wouldn't get in. Mm-mm. But the Holy Ghost was also moving on animals. And the last miracle God did to show them unbelieving church people that Noah was right. Here come one day, they woke up one morning, here come an old cow and a buffalo. Moo! Here they come through the woods. It wasn't just 2 by 2, there was 7 pairs of all the clean animals. 14 cows, 14 sheep, 14 goats, 14 oxen. Here they come, moo, right on up that gangplank and in that ark and right on in that room where they ought to have a Sunday school teacher teaching somebody. So the people wouldn't get in there, so God said, I'll put the animals in there. Here they come. Here come 2 old ducks. Here come 2 old gooses. Right on up in there. Lord have mercy, them silly people out there wouldn't listen to nothing. They wouldn't hear no, they wouldn't hear the Holy Ghost. Oh, they said the Holy Ghost led me over there, and the Holy Ghost led me over there, and the Holy Ghost sent me over yonder. But it wasn't the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost had given Noah that message and said, my spirit's not always going to strive with these people, foolish people out here who wants to follow around and run after everything comes to town. No, that man had the message. There's wrath upon the church. Brother, there was wrath on the church of that day. They all got drowned. People don't believe this today. Oh my God, I had a preacher this week send me word, you're dead wrong, and I'm going to get all your people over here in my ministry. Well, praise God. He might do it, but I'm still going to preach. Hallelujah. So, here come 2 old skunks. There's only 2 of them got on there. Somebody said to get all the skunks out of the way, then we'd be all right. No, that wouldn't help things either. And here they all come. And you know what? Them lions didn't want to bite the little lambs. No, sir. And them old panthers didn't want to jump over there and kill one of them goats. And them old tigers that wants to eat up everything. They ate straw just like them cows and them sheep and them goats did. Old Noah just fed them hay and straw. Didn't want to bite nobody. They got on there and they were just as peaceful. There's all them church folks out there with their preachers and their little arks up on their hills with their little booths, drowning, screaming, their children going down under the impact of that judgment. The church is going to get judged, Noah said. Oh no, God's going to see us through and take us out of this thing. Well, they believed it, but that didn't make it so. And it's still not going to make it so. God's looking for a man to stand up, believe the truth, and not wilt just under opposition. I'll tell you right so. I've never seen a man have to endure more than Noah. You can't read it nowhere in history. My Lord. And you know what? God judged the whole generation by the fact that Noah was faithful. The Bible said in Hebrews 11:7, by faith, Noah. I'll tell you, love is strong, fear is strong. But there's one thing, faith is supernatural. Now, naturally speaking, fear is the strongest of all motivations. Love is next. But there's one thing that God can put in our hearts through the Word of God, and that is faith. It overcomes the laws of nature. It overcomes gravitation and every work of the devil. Boy, Noah was strong in faith. He didn't have much money. He didn't have many friends. That he was strong in faith. And the Bible said, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear. For there come the strongest element of human nature is fear.